William Rapfogel, the former head of one of New York City's most prominent charities, stands accused of stealing money from the organization and giving it to several political organizations and candidates. It's the latest scandal to threaten the position of the most powerful Democrat in the state, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. Rapfogel led the Metropolitan Council on Jewish Poverty, also called the Met Council, for 21 years. And during that time, prosecutors say he stole more than $5 million. Rapfogel is also one of Silver's oldest friends. Kenneth Lovett, the Albany bureau chief for the New York Daily News, has been following the case, and he joins us now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
So, you know, first of all, tell us about the relationship between Rapfogel and Speaker Silver.
Oh, it goes deep. They grew up in the same Lower East Side neighborhood. Shelley Silver, who's a little bit older, was actually William Rapfogel's coach in a community basketball league. That's how they met. They went on to become good friends. Silver hired Rapfogel's wife, Judy, to be his chief of staff the minute he was elected into office in the mid-70s, and she's been with him ever since. They have houses near each other in the Catskills. They live near each other, still in the Lower East Side. These two are inseparable.
So could you clarify for us what exactly Rapfogel is accused of doing?
Well, basically, he's accused of being in a scam where he and an insurance company overinflated the premiums that the Met Council were paying for insurance. They then took the extra money and pocketed it, a classic kickback scandal. In addition, Rapfogel is said to have taken some of the money and directed the insurance company to donate it to candidates that have been helpful to the Met Council.
Now, prosecutors have not accused Sheldon Silver of any wrongdoing in this, but how does he connect with any of this as far as, does it have to do with the candidates that got the money?
Well, Sheldon Silver received money, a whole host of people did, and then proof of a quid pro quo, but certainly the people who got money have been very generous with the city and state funds that have flowed to the Met Council.
Now, Speaker Silver has been under a lot of fire recently for his handling of several scandals involving Assembly Democrats, most notably the Vito Lopez sexual harassment investigation. How does he manage to maintain his stature in the party with all of these things coming at him?
Well, look, he's definitely weakened, more weakened than I've ever seen him in the 20 years he's been Speaker. But none of these things yet have come to his doorstep. Someone described it as there's this, culture of corruption that's orbiting around Albany, and he's the sun. It's kind of orbiting around him, but it hasn't landed on him yet.
Now, according to the Attorney General's office, the alleged fraud at the Met Council began before Rapfogel joined the charity. What else could we learn as this case unfolds?
Well, the question is, what did they know? Everyone is claiming that Judy Rapfogel, William Rapfogel's wife and Silver's chief of staff, knew nothing about this. Well, apparently they had $400,000 investigators found stashed away in their houses. So, one question is, could Judy Rapfogel really not have known anything? Right now there's no evidence she did. Question is, did Shelley Silver or any other elected official know what was going on? There's also questions about the Met Council that really have to be answered. This has been going on for 20 years. Why? Why did nobody at Met Council, why did none of the charity regulators catch this?
Ken Lovett is the Albany bureau chief for the New York Daily News. Thanks so much for coming on this morning, Ken.
Anytime.